the end of service, Car 60 was donated to our organization by Rochester Transit. And since we didn't have a museum or a storage facility at the time, we loaned it out to another museum in upstate New York called Rail City. And when they closed, they loaned it to the New York State Museum in Albany. They were going to use it in an exhibit, and those plans never came together. So for 30 years, Car 60 sat in an outdoor shed in a throughway maintenance lot in Albany. And it wasn't until 1998 that we were able to negotiate with New York State to get the car returned to us, because in those intervening years, we had established the Rochester and Genesee Valley Railroad Museum down in Rush, and now we had a permanent safe home for lots of Rochester Railroad history. So now we had a good place to put Car 60.
What kind of shape is Car 60, and what would it take to restore it at this point?
There's a lot of things to be repaired and reconstructed on the car. We have many of the original parts here in storage, but a lot of things will have to be reproduced, such as exterior body parts, sheet metal. If we ever want the car to be operational again, we'll have to do a lot of rewiring and restoration. It'll need a complete reglazing, all new window glass, that's safety glass. Just a lot of little components, like working on air compressors and electrical systems. That's why we're looking for, frankly, we're looking for public support to help us with some of these smaller jobs. And hopefully we can, bit by bit, we can put the car back together again and people can enjoy it again as the sole survivor of Rochester Subway's transit system.
You mentioned if it's ever to be operational again, what would your plans for it be in a perfect world if you raise enough money to restore it to the level that you would like? What do you want to do with it?
Well, I think in a perfect world, what we'd love to do is restore the car to operation. Fortunately, we have our own 2-mile-long demonstration railroad that we operate in cooperation with the New York Museum of Transportation. They have electrified one half of the railroad, and they offer trolley rides on it right now. So we have a railroad to operate it on, and we have the tools and we have the volunteers. What we really need is a lot of community support, because we realize that this project is just, we just can't do it by ourselves. We'd love to have people just show that they have an interest in Rochester history and that they want to see this car come back to life. We would certainly love monetary donations. We would love donations of materials or services or any type of item that would help us either cosmetically restore the trolley or bring it back to full operation. The first step, once we determine the level of interest from the public, is to figure out exactly what needs to be repaired and then what kind of restoration is possible. Of course, a cosmetic restoration is going to cost far less than a full restoration operation. Operation might not be practical at this time. If you go to our website at rgvrrm.org, you can find more information about Car 60. We have pictures of Car 60 when it was in service in the 1950s, as well as its current condition today.
Are you hoping to hear from people who used to ride that car?
Yes, we would love to hear from people who have memories of the Rochester subway. Occasionally we get visitors to the museum who tell us that they miss the subway and that they used to ride it to and from work. A lot of people that lived in the neighborhoods around Brighton or in Center City or up around Kodak Park and General Motors plant. We get a lot of people come through our museum, they ride our trolley, and it reminds them of when they used to ride the subway through Rochester.